We are joined now in the studio by Anna Richards, setting up the Chapel Hill Carrboro NAACP Branch of the Year, statewide award winner. So I didn't get a chance to congratulate. We talked to James Williams about that, but congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. We're very proud of that, and especially because it's really a community-wide effort. Our members and our executive committee worked hard to make sure that our perspective gets out there this year, and so thank you. We're excited.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And there's like so much activity. I mean, when you think about Orange County as being the sort of place where everyone is active, there's the Chapel Hill Carrboro branch, there's the Northern Orange branch, there's the UNC. But so it's like even just within Orange County, there's so much activity.
Right.
Just with respect to the NAACP, but civil rights in general, there's so many organizations, and that's always heartening to see, even if there's so much work that still needs to be done.
And it's nice to get recognition.
Yeah,
too,
definitely.
When you're working hard.
So we've got an election coming up. As active as people are and as engaged as they are, turnout's always 15%. So we need to get that up for the local elections.
Yeah, that's really what I'd like to just spend a couple minutes talking about. You know, all politics really is local. And when you think about our town councils and our school board, they really make decisions that impact our lives at the local level. So really want to encourage folks to get out and vote. There's early voting going on now in more locations than there were last week. So you can get out and register. Well, not register, you can't register ahead of time, but if you miss the deadline to register, you can go to one of the early voting sites, fill out the form, and show an ID with your name and address. This could be a utility bill, a government document, bank statement, or student ID with a school document showing your address. So if you miss the registration deadline, you can still vote. You can still register during this early voting period. So I would encourage anyone that wants to vote, if you're not sure about your registration, you can check and then go and register during this early voting period. Another thing, I think a lot of folks are a little bit confused by some of the rule changes, but right now you do not need to show an ID to vote unless you're one of those people registering on same
day.
Show
an ID to register, but not to vote.
Yep. Right. And if you're registering to vote on the same day, then you do need identification. But if you have been registered and you've voted, you don't need a photo ID to vote. So just want to remind people of that. The other thing I'd just like to mention, there are a lot of our folks who maybe due to your age or your physical disability, you know, it feels like a lot of trouble to go vote. But you can vote in your vehicle if you can affirm that getting into the voting room is a hardship without help. You can get assistance there. If you're not able to bring a family member or voters with a disability or reading hardship even can get help from anyone except their employer or union agent. So if you want to vote, make the effort. If you have difficulty getting inside, there are ways that you can still vote. And you can vote by mail. Any voter can do that. There's some instructions that you need to follow carefully, but you can still vote if you're housebound by voting by mail. And you know, do a little research ahead of time so you know who you want to vote for. And the last thing I'd like to mention is that if you go to the wrong precinct, sometimes precincts change and you get there on election day.
This is on election day,
On election day, which is November 7th, and you have a problem at the poll, you have a right to vote with a provisional ballot. And you can also check back and learn if it's been counted as well. So there are ways to do it. If you want to do it, you can do it. And I just would really encourage people. We have in our town, I understand that the last election, as low as, I think the fourth person who got elected won with like under 3,000 votes.
Oh, yeah.
And so when you think about that, that's like your neighborhood almost. So please, we need to get out and exercise this most precious right that we have. And if we learned nothing else in the national election, elections do have consequences.
Yep.
And so when you don't participate, you're really at the mercy of those who do. And we need folks to get out. And whatever your party, whatever your affiliation, exercise that route. A lot of people think city elections aren't important, but
they're extremely
but they are
important.
Extremely, extremely important.
Yep. And not even just in terms of determining town policy or county policy or school board policy, all of which is just in and of itself so vital in terms of the effect that it has on our everyday lives, how we get from place to place, what traffic is like, what development is like, what our taxes is like, what our schools are like, and all of that. But just in and of, like, in addition to all of that, which is also extremely important, those local elections are where we start to choose the people who are going to then potentially move on and fill those
exactly.
higher positions.
Exactly. Most people who get to higher political office start at the city council or the school board level. And so, again, just really, really important.
Yeah.
And just want to encourage everyone to get out and vote. Vote early. You can only vote once. I can't say vote early, vote often, but vote once and but do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And encourage your friends and neighbors
exactly.
and your family to vote as well. If there's
a
candidate on the ballot or a slate of candidates that you really 100% support for any reason, not just getting out and voting yourself, but also getting out there and knocking on doors, making phone calls, campaigning with that person, because this is the local election where you can be right there with the candidate and knock on the doors and really make a difference that way. And just in terms of talking with your friends and your neighbors and your family and encouraging them to get out to vote as well, because you said it, 3,000 people can elect someone in a race like Chapel Hill or Carrboro or Hillsborough,
yep.
even more so
yep.
school board.
Yep.
And you know, go back in the history of recent local elections, there actually have been a couple of instances where there were candidates that were separated by one vote.
Yeah.
That's rare, but there are a lot of instances where candidates are separated by a handful of votes, a couple
exactly.
dozen votes, and that's one person getting out and encouraging all of their friends and family to vote for this one person who they might otherwise not have. That can make a difference.
Exactly.
Yep.
Exactly. Want to just carry that on a little bit. It's a ways away from 2018, but our North Carolina General Assembly in the last few weeks have taken some actions that I really hope folks are paying attention to. We've talked about gerrymandering before. Now they've taken interest in our judicial system. And so you know that the governor's veto was overridden, where they just canceled an election, a primary for the judiciary, just out and out canceled it. And, you know, we talk about the sacrosanct nature of voting, but our General Assembly decided, well, we're just not going to have a primary for these judicial races. And what that means is that it's going to be a free-for-all. When the 2018 primary comes along, there will have been no primary. You could have, 15, 20 people in a race for a judicial seat.
Yeah. Or not. But if not, it's because, I was talking about this with Mark Dorison a couple of weeks ago. We were talking about this when it first got proposed, and he was saying, well, the conservatives might like coalesce behind one candidate, and then one candidate runs
yes.
against seven or eight
yes.
progressive candidate, and then that person's going to end up with the highest percentage of votes. It's like, well, the progressives could do exactly the same thing, but then all of that primary work is happening behind the scenes
exactly.
and locked doors.
Exactly.
Smoky rooms,
smoky
all of that
rooms
stuff that we got rid of.
Right. So
yeah.
the whole participation process gets gets really impacted. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we need to pay attention because there are some proposals out there now, which one of which is to have judges running every 2 years.
Every 2 years, yeah.
And what that means is that you're going to have judges constantly looking over their shoulder, campaigning all the time. If you've got to run every 2 years, you're raising money all the time. Mm-hmm. So you're worried about, is this big donor going to be worried, you know, upset about my decision-making process?
And the law is supposed to be the law.
If the law is
on the side of an unpopular person or an unpopular group, if you're a judge, you can't be thinking twice about, oh, do I uphold the law
exactly,
or do I not, in hopes that it'll help me in November?
Exactly.
Yeah. So I was actually fine. I was actually more fine with canceling the primary than the two-year
election.
Electing judges is not something that
redefining districts so we could have in that vein, all judges would have to run again. Mm. So you'd have incumbents pitted against each other. There is just a lot, and we talk about the national scene. This is one step removed from local when you look at our state representatives. But these folks are making changes that I think have a real impact on our democracy and our ability to participate and have fair representation. So we need to pay attention, as the kids say, stay woke. We need to stay woke and not fall asleep at the wheel. This is a critical time that we're in. And some of these changes are going to take years to undo. And they're only going to get undone if you don't like them. They're only going to get done if we have different people making those decisions. So really pay attention. Look at this fall as a precursor to next year, and get out there.
Yep.
Understand the issues, get involved, and vote.
Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP.wordpress.com is the Chapel Hill Carborough chapter's website. Anything else coming up that people want to know about?
There is one thing, and that is this coming Monday at the Chapel Hill Public Library at 7 o'clock, we're having a meeting. We're inviting all lay people and ministers, people of faith. We are reorganizing our Religious Affairs Committee within the branch. Civil rights movement was really born on the shoulders and backs of faith leaders, whether that's Reverend King or, you know, you just go down the ranks of who were the foot soldiers. And it's really been people in the faith community. So we're trying to strengthen those bonds, and we're having an information session. If you're a member of a congregation and your congregation is interested in getting more involved in social justice issues or just learning more about them, come out to the Chapel Hill Public Library this coming Monday, October 30th at 7 p.m. All are invited, all faiths. We have Buddhists, Baha'i, Muslims, Christians, Jews. It's about acting out on what we say we believe as faith people of faith. So invite anyone who's a member of a congregation of any sort and wants to get more involved in social justice issues as an activist and learn more. Please come out and join us on Monday, October 30th at 7.
Sounds good. And where is that again?
At the Chapel Hill Public Library.
All right. Honor Richards, thank you so much.
Thanks.